Hello?
Yes, hi. I was looking to speak with Samantha.
This is she.
Hi, Samantha. My name is Donald, and I was referred to speak with you from a friend of mine. I heard that you teach kickboxing classes.
Yeah, I do.
Super sweet. So, I'm interested in learning some awesome sauce kickbox moves from like the movies, like Hot Cha.
I'm sorry, like what?
Hot Cha, that's like a sound of a kickbox move, like Hot Cha, Hot Cha.
Okay. Yeah, we offer a variety of classes here. Could you tell me, like, really specifically what you're looking to get out of the class?
Well, yes, the reason I'm interested is because I got into an altercation recently and I didn't know what to do, so I want to learn some sweet moves.
Okay, so this is more like for self-defense, or.
Well, so I'll tell you. So what happened was I was at the comic book store reading the original Green Lantern 1978. I think it was edition 18 where he battles Sinestro and then Sinestro steals his power ring. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I can't say that I do.
Oh, wow. I've never talked to anybody who didn't know that. Sorry, I'm not meaning to laugh at you. Anyway, so I'm on page 11, and then this noob comes up to me, and he takes it out of my hand. He just snatched it from me.
Oh, I don't really know what a noob is, but it sounds bad.
You don't know what a noob is? That's something a noob would say. It's just like somebody who's like just kind of new to things and kind of stupid.
Okay, is that the end of the story?
That's not really fully the end of the story because all I did was I ran out. I ran away because I didn't know how to defend myself. And I wish I would have just was able to kick him in the throat. Throat kick.
Well, actually, our classes are more geared towards the cardio effects of the class. It's more about getting your heart rate up and just.
Okay, so, but I can do that on my Wii Fit. I just need to learn some actual real life moves.
Oh, okay.
Also, can I be honest about something?
Sure.
So, are you single?
Am I single?
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with the conversation that we're having right now.
Well, actually, I think it does because I don't want to pay a lot of money for these classes, and then halfway through, you're just wanting to make out with me all the time.
What?
So, because I need a dedicated sensei.
You're afraid that I'm going to want to make out with you.
Yes, you're going to want to lock lips with me, and these lips ain't for locking in the middle of class. So,
I don't even know you. What would make you think that that's something that would happen?
well, because my mom told me a while ago that I have a nice caboose, and I figure you'd probably be focusing on that.
I'm a professional working at a professional studio, and I've literally never met you.
Yes, but well, that's the thing is, you haven't met me and you haven't seen my caboose. I've got junk in the trunk.
I'm sure that I'd be able to resist myself if you were to sign up for one of our classes, although I'm thinking that you may want to go to a different studio.
I'm probably gonna have to agree with you on that because you're a girl, so I doubt you can throw a punch anyways.
Oh, so just because I'm a female, there's no way that I'm strong or capable of throwing a good punch.
Well, I just don't think you can throw a super sweet, strong uppercut. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
It's Donald.
Donald?
I already
Okay,
told you
Donald?
that. You're such a
Donald, how about you come down here and I kick your scrawny ass? How does that sound for your training?
noob. You said scrawny, and I don't know if you heard me, but it's not scrawny. It's actually very voluptuous. My mom says it's supple. I have a supple
Your
buttock.
mom said that? Are you hearing yourself right now? You sound like such a little. I'm not even kidding.
Well, but you said you would try to kick it, and I guarantee you, because I have such a supple buttocks, your foot would get stuck in my supple butt
You
cheeks.
sound like such a loser right now.
I'm a loser. You're the one that's gonna get your foot stuck in my butt. That's like the biggest loser thing ever.
Why don't you go back to reading your comic books, you nerd?
Well, okay, so I'll do that as soon as I tell you it's a prank phone call, and then I'll go back to reading my comic book.
What? What did you just say?
I said it's a prank phone call?
What? This?
Yes, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your sister Alex set you up. She told me that you get a lot of pervy guys taking your class and wanted to do a prank phone call on you.
I can't believe she did that. I really bought it. I thought I was literally talking to the most gigantic nerd in the entire world.
I can't believe you were about to get your foot stuck in my butt. That would have been super embarrassing.